Welcome to Sign for the Times. The Society for the Involvement of Good Neighbors, commonly known as SIGN, is a not-for-profit agency in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, Canada, that provides 24 social and community programs and services that fulfill its mission to provide leadership, programs, and services that assist, support, and empower children, adults, and families to achieve lifelong success. SIGN believes that this will lead to strong and caring citizens and strong and caring communities. Our podcasts explore those programs and include conversations with those closely involved with SIGN and with people who have used the services of SIGN. My name is Dick DeReich. We're talking today with Andrew Steadley, who's the executive director of SIGN, because it's a new year, Andrew, and a new year always kind of people want to look ahead and see what's happening. We want to look back and see what's happened in the past year. It's kind of a marker that everybody relates to. That's the discussion we'll have today as it relates to SIGN programming. But at first, I just want to cover off one topic because it's been so hard to ignore for the past couple of years, and that's the whole situation with COVID, of course. It's impacted SIGN as it has every other employer and every other service agency in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, and in the country. And I think it's worthwhile to just to talk a little bit about particularly how the staff have coped with COVID, because it obviously has impacted the way that SIGN operates and the programs that you that you deliver. So what is your feeling on generally how the staff has handled this?
Over the past 2 years, our staff have been quite fluid in making changes and pivoting when they needed to based on government regulations or different changes that we did with our policies, procedures for working and that sort of thing. And so over the past 2 years, we've learned a lot. We've followed the guidance of the Saskatchewan Health Authority and Government of Saskatchewan and really tried to provide the most safe and healthy environment, not only for our staff, but for our clients and those that we interact with on a daily basis as well. Looking at SIGN 2 years ago, we didn't use computers much. We did more of the face-to-face and really focused on that for supporting individuals and supporting families. And over the past 2 years, we've seen our SIGN team and our SIGN staff just grow and learn how to use more technology and to use it to the best of our abilities to connect with individuals. And it's something that, you know, when we look into the future and when the pandemic is gone, we're really looking at, you know, still utilizing computers and having those as a tool. We know we've always had individuals that couldn't access our services based on maybe not having transportation, may not have childcare, that sort of thing. And now being able to log into a parenting group or a family resource center activity and being able to do that from the comfort of their home, that's something we're going to continue with moving forward. But when I look at our staff and what we've enhanced with our programming, the technology has kind of been a big piece of it. I think a huge thank you as well to our staff that have gone above and beyond, you know, meeting with individuals and families during the past 2 years. They've done everything from face to face to, you know, meeting with people in their backyards outside, doing drop-offs at the front steps of parenting resources for families and really just doing the best that we can based on the circumstances that we have. So one thing that is always on everybody's job description is at the very bottom, it speaks about other duties as assigned. And our staff have gone above and beyond when looking at some of those other duties that they've done to keep our community safe and to keep the people we interact with and our staff safe as well.
It's been, a bit of a fine line between, you know, the safety aspect and the obvious benefits of meeting face to face where that is possible. And if it isn't, you know, like you say, if it isn't possible for people to meet face to face, the technology provides a good alternative.
Yeah, and we've really we've pivoted as well, Dick, just based on kind of where we are within that pandemic. And And, you know, when our cases are low, that sort of thing, you know, we would do potentially more face-to-face. And, you know, as currently with Omicron and what we're seeing, we're moving some of our services back to more virtual, you know, encouraging staff, if there's meetings, that sort of thing, let's do those virtually and just reduce some of those contacts over the next coming weeks. And one thing we've learned over 2 years is, you know, the very basics that each and every one of us have learned throughout this pandemic is, you know, wear a mask, ensure that you're keeping your distance, you're cleaning surfaces, you're doing hand hygiene, all that stuff. And so those things that we've learned over the past 2 years have really allowed us to still provide services in a safe manner if we do need to be doing more face-to-face.
Life has changed, hasn't it? I mean, we picked up some of the self-test kits at home here. You know, if you'd asked me 2 years ago, you know, would I be swabbing my nose on a regular basis? I'd have said, no, but here we are. Yeah.
Isn't that true?
In November, the government implemented a requirement for employers in the province to follow those practices as well.
Yeah, back in October, the government of Saskatchewan introduced new regulations into the Employment Act called the Employers COVID-19 Emergency Regulations. And so those regulations apply to all provincially regulated employers in the province, with the exception of the public sector. And so as the government introduced that, our board of directors also moved forward with SIGN having a, what we call a workplace safety related to COVID-19 policy. And so by mid-November, we had a policy in place that said all employees that work for SIGN, as well as our board members, need to have complete doses of one of the Health Canada approved COVID-19 vaccinations or provide a negative test every 7 days to the employers. So what the government had implemented throughout the Employment Act was something that we move forward with as well. And really appreciate the leadership of our board members in taking this on and implementing it.
It hasn't always been popular, as we know from the news. So in general terms, what is the situation as far as vaccines among the SIGN staff?
Well, we have roughly around 130 staff, and 98% of our staff are fully vaccinated. And so that's something for us to really celebrate and to see that as well. So very, very proud of our staff for that as well.
Well, let's move on to 2021, looking back a little bit other than COVID and where things are going to go in the new year. There's a couple of projects that started in 21, a housing study, asset champions. What is the status of some of those, some of which the housing in particular is a fairly major need in the community?
Yeah, we were very fortunate in 2021 to receive a grant to do a housing needs assessment. And so our social housing committee here in Yorkton is continuing its work on its recommendations for that housing study. A couple things that we're currently working on, and one of the recommendations, big recommendations that came out of that report was the need for Yorkton to have an emergency shelter for those that are homeless or hard to house. And so we have a working group that's currently working on that. We're working with about four different partners in the community to look at bringing that up to a reality here in 2022. And so we're really looking forward, keep moving forward with that and get that going because we know the needs there here in the community. Another focus of that housing needs was looking at affordable housing for individuals. And so we've been working with the City of Yorkton and the Yorkton Housing Corporation, who's been looking at or have put in proposals to federal government, looking for the rapid housing initiative that's come from the federal government. And so we're continue to you know, support our partners here in the community and work with our partners to get some of these things up and going. And as you know, SIGN has our housing support program, and that housing support program would then work with, you know, the emergency shelter, work with those that may, if we do receive some funding for rapid housing, to really get people into that home and provide that roof over their head so we can then work on some of those other support parts and really using that housing first approach. So housing, although it started 2021, is a major focus for us moving forward here in 2022. And the Social Housing Committee has been meeting fairly regularly and to move these recommendations forward and make them become a reality here in Yorkton. Another focus that was started here last year was the emergence of the Youth Resiliency Project. And that was funding we received through the Morris Foundation. And so really works on developmental assets, building those within our young people, within our community. We've had the opportunity to hire an individual, Darren, and Darren's been working within the schools, working with young people. Coming up here in 2022 as well is the emergence of school survey. So all students grade 6 to 12 in Yorkton will give us as a community a good opportunity to find out where our young people are at and then help us to develop a plan for the future, you know, and how do we increase or enhance different assets for young people? How do we engage young people in decision-making within our communities? The developmental assets or Youth Resiliency Project, it's a two-year project. And so that will be completed in 2023. And so we are looking forward to the survey results to help move us forward as a community.
Both of those projects, I think, are good illustrations of how SIGN works with other both private sector and volunteer and not-for-profit organizations in the community to bring about some of these programs and bring about some of these changes. Because on the housing, you obviously need the support. That's a huge piece, and it's not something that any single organization can tackle, I would think.
Yeah. And, you know, for the past, you know, SIGN's been around for 53 years. And for the 53 years that we've been in existence, it really is, you know, taking a community approach. You know, it goes beyond just a SIGN initiative or that sort of thing, but really engaging our community partners. We're all after the same goals. And, you know, if we can come up with solutions together, that's where we're going to be most successful. And so, you know, whether it's the housing project or any new initiatives that may come up within this upcoming year, you know, that's something that we'll always focus on. And SIGN's always been known as kind of having the finger on the pulse of the community. And that's something that we continue to really look at is, you know, what are the needs in our community? And then once we see those needs, look at who do we involve and how do we come up with some solutions for those needs. The major focus we're seeing right now is the housing. And one of the things that we, I think, really need to keep our eye on just moving forward is individuals that are currently on the Saskatchewan Income Support Program, also known as SIS. So those individuals, what we've seen in the later part of this past year and moving into the new year, a lot of individuals that have fallen behind on rents and in engaging with our trustee program. And so we do anticipate that we will have higher numbers of people that are involved within our trustee program. And from there, you know, it could be connected to housing. It could be connected to a number of different issues, but we do see, and it's something that we'll be kind of keeping an eye on and working with our partners on, but ensuring that those people that are on the SIS program that are, you know, living in poverty, low income, that they're getting the supports they need to ensure that they're able to succeed as well. This isn't just a Yorkton issue, but something provincially we're seeing with individuals with that SIS program.
And every year in about June or so, SIGN holds its annual general meeting. I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't realize that you can be a member of SIGN and you can attend the meeting and have some input into both the board elections and the activities of the organization as far as knowing what's going on. The last, I think, 2 years, that has been a virtual meeting. And I guess we don't know at this point what June is going to bring for 2022, do we?
You know, it's amazing to think that we're already talking about AGM. You know, it's an opportunity for new board members to join SIGN. We're always looking for board members, for volunteers, that sort of thing. And if there is anyone interested, they can give myself a call and I can connect them with our board chairperson, Eugene, as well as, you know, being a member, you're able to attend the meeting, you know, receive reports, those sort of things as well. And And we're really, really hoping that this year we can do a face-to-face. But again, it'll just depend on the landscape where we're at and whether or not we can do that. But, you know, we miss doing that face-to-face AGM with the community that we've done for so many years. It's just a great way to connect with individuals and, you know, have a meal together and just update everybody on what Sign's been up to the past year.
And you can have your input and be a member for what the ridiculously low price of
$5.
And speaking of dollars, in general terms, the financial status of Sign at the end of 21 going into the new year?
This past year, we were very, very fortunate and very thankful for our community. Our community has provided us with a number of donations, which has assisted us. When we look at our funding we received from, you know, whether it's from government or from different grants or that sort of thing, all the times, none of it's ever covered, you know, costs for masks or costs for hand sanitizer or those sort of things. So those, over the past year, we've received a lot of donations from businesses, from community members that have helped to offset some of those costs. We've also had the opportunity to receive a number of grants from the federal government. The federal government has provided some grants to help us out as well. And so when we look at end of year, you know, financially, we are in a good situation. As a nonprofit, our goal really is, you know, not to lose a lot of money. And that's kind of where we hit. So that's something that we're, you know, that's what we want to see is that we're able to put forth any funding that we receive, that sort of thing, to help individuals, help families in our community. And so at the end of the year, that's where we're at. And without taking on any long-term debts or anything like that, too. So we are definitely happy with that.
Well, thanks for this update, Andrew. Looks like we don't know again what's going to exactly happen in the new year, but I think we can say that Sign is has continued to provide the services that the community needs and expects of them, despite some more difficult conditions. So a happier new year to all of us for 2022. New Sign for the Times podcasts are published regularly. In upcoming podcasts, we will talk with those who have been assisted by Sign's various programs and with the program managers and staff who provide that assistance. If you have comments or suggestions, please feel free to email communications@signyorkton.ca or use the contact options on our website at www.signyorkton.ca. We are also on Facebook and Instagram, all at Sign Yorkton. Thanks for listening, and we will talk again soon.